We'll be right back. and he finds that he's alone. This hotel room, well, it's no consolation. He takes a cab and he heads down to the waterfront. Meets his girl Angel. They go for a walk and have a smoke. And she said, yes, I love you. Do anything for your love. She said, I can't get by without you. So they walk to the bridge at night.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Cult every day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsessions? 'Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk, you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus for Liverpool and witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? the hours spent, the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? She had the mood, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to go into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get what she wanted.
Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful
of the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly about you.
Meet me in Downbeats. Titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod, with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date, it's a scam, whatever, all right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. side. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Leaden slate gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long black tipperillo shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
I love you. You hear me knocking?
She said, I.
Yes.